You know, I want to just say a few things because this is a topic I feel strongly about. Last session, I think we introduced a bill to require body camera footage be released if an unarmed person is killed or seriously injured by police. I don't think that even got out of committee.
Right, it has.
Nobody was as excited about it as I think that's an extraordinarily good idea. If you followed the news about Tyre Nichols in Memphis, I don't know what the Tennessee law is, but they had released the body camera footage and street camera footage in less than 3 weeks after that incident. I think there's some footage still to be released, but that is, the media didn't explain the distinction, but the Times said there were some differences between the written report the officers filed and the footage, what it showed. And again, it ignited a discussion about excessive police force, which I thought was very good. Without that footage, we'd have relied on written reports to explain what happened to that young man. I hope we'll have a chance to revisit that legislatively. Under Iowa law, they could release that footage. It's discretionary, but it's not required. And I think in those circumstances, it ought to be required. You may remember in Chicago, I think Rahm Emanuel was the mayor. It took a year in litigation to release the camera footage of the young man who was crossing a bridge in Chicago.
Yes.
Holding a knife. The police are off to the side. They direct him to drop the knife. He doesn't, but he's not brandishing it, and he's not headed toward anybody. He's headed straight ahead, and they're over here. And then the police opened fire. Which should have caused the same discussion, although it took him a year to release the footage that showed what happened. So that's my two cents. We'll have a chance in another legislative session to bring that up. I don't think there's a groundswell for it, and law enforcement seems to oppose it.
Right, and one of the things that we talked about is before I leave, or hopefully before this summer, I'm going to put together kind of analysis of all the different versions of that that we have proposed and other state law that I had researched, so that the legislative committee will have that. Because they talked about it, but it's just obviously that they didn't want that. Without having any support from the AG's office.
I don't know what their problem was either.
Yeah, but historically they had never supported it. So that's made it really difficult to get anywhere with it because, you know, we can't even get them to work with us on it, then we're really at a loss in terms of trying to get anywhere with that. It just gets assigned to a subcommittee and dies.
I don't know if the AG's office will have a different view under the new AG.
I don't think so.
I agree. I think we should continue to work on it. I agree with Julie. It's a critical issue. But I think until such time as we get something that law enforcement signs off on, we probably don't stand a chance. I think, you know, this is a discussion for another day, obviously, but if we can get with some of the law enforcement associations and see if there's some pathway that would get us in accord, then I think we're wasting our time. That's, having said that, I don't think we should waste our time. I think we should continue to push.
But you're probably right. It would do good to reach out and talk to law enforcement in advance. They may think it's step one of requiring body camera footage be released in all cases, and I don't support that. There are circumstances where there's an active investigation that will show witnesses.
Right. Which is already covered in the statute. And there's been, I've made, I don't know how many overtures in talking to different law enforcement organizations, and
they just don't want to do it.
No, they don't want to do it. And what they're saying is the cost. Yes, because in order to, not every law enforcement agency has the equipment necessary to do any redacting that might need to happen. They don't have the storage ability to store a lot of that stuff.
It's a number for sure.
Sorry, Daniel, you were very nice. I didn't mean to confuse you.
Same.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're okay.
But anyway, you know, the newspaper association actually had a number of roundtable meetings that we participated in a couple of years ago, well, probably 2019 before COVID, and they just got nowhere with it. they would show up, but then they would just have, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. The cost involved in storing this, how do we store it, and, you know.
It's just been so critical in those cases.
Right.
And I have to say, Tyree Nichols' parents were so, I know, Keith voiced the concern that then parents are going to see, or relatives are going to see this footage on TV, and it's upsetting. But his parents didn't oppose the release.
Right.
And were very dignified, calling for peaceful response. The same thing with George Floyd, although I think the most important camera footage tended to be a woman who was passing by and filmed it on her phone.
Right. But yeah, that was that was what it started. It was that.
Right. The videos really tell a story that a cold written report does not. And when the community ought to do something about police excesses, it's the video that moves them to.
So. If you happen to know of any kind of case in our area where a law enforcement officer said they were at a scene for 5 minutes and what turned out to be 5 minutes was actually 30 minutes and then you turned off your camera and it involved our county attorney's office with an assistant county attorney who was charged with open container that should have been charged with an OWI. And they turned off their camera, lied about it, tried to delete the footage.
Yeah. That would be, I think, an exception rather than the rule. In most cases, like in Memphis, the camera continued to roll.
Right. Some of the equipment is set up so that you can't really turn it off.
Right.
But others, you know, depending on what kind of equipment they have to either turn it on, you know, physically turn it on, or they can turn it on and off, or they can turn down the sound, or they can, you know.
Well,
it only shoots a limited amount of footage. I mean, it's like in this area, so it's not going to shoot anything over there, you know, kind of thing.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up again because in Memphis it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, for whatever reason, they released it very quickly. Okay, on that cheerful note.